This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Let's turn now to Dr. Cheryl King. She is a professor in the Departments of Psychiatry and Psychology at the University of Michigan and director of the Youth Depression and Suicide Prevention Program. So, in a typical case, would you expect the state's Community Health Services Office to refer parents of someone threatening suicide to a hospital emergency room because of insurance? Does that make sense?
Does it make sense? It's unfortunate, but it's understandable in that our community mental health system serves primarily youth and families who do not have the resources for the private system.
Okay, so when an adolescent comes to an emergency room with a mental health emergency, what's the standard procedure for dealing with them?
If someone's coming in with any kind of psychiatric or mental health emergency, a full mental health evaluation with a careful look at possible suicide risk. Now, this is probably easier said than done because there is no one risk factor for there to be acute suicide risk. It's often a multitude of risk factors that cross biological, psychological, social, environmental domains. However, when someone comes in with that kind of emergency, the standard of practice would be to do a comprehensive risk assessment.
So a risk assessment, apparently some kind of assessment was done because Ian was given a score and it was low enough that it was decided that he should go home. Should a physician, do they have the qualifications to determine if somebody is threatening suicide should be admitted or sent home, or should a psychiatrist be doing that?
So emergency departments generally work to triage patients. Sometimes they go for a specialty evaluation, or they order an x-ray, or they bring in a cardiologist. And sometimes they check a few things and they say, we're good to go. There's likely a triage in the emergency department with the emergency provider team. They're generally not mental health specialists. If they believe that there is elevated suicide risk and there is any concern for the youth's safety, they would generally then put in a request for a mental health evaluation.
You know, for Julie Hartley, the tragedy of her son Ian's death is made worse by what she sees as a failure in the state's mental health system. Do we have a failing system? I'm trying to figure out exactly what went wrong here, because the young man tried to seek help two different places with his parent right beside him and wasn't admitted anywhere and ended up taking his own life.
This was a tragedy. I mean, no family, no mother should have to go through what this family has. It is a failure of the system. This is a problem not only in Michigan, it's a problem nationwide. We do not have adequate resources in the mental health system. Anything from adequate hospital beds, if we choose to hospitalize a youth, adequate insurance reimbursement for outpatient treatment, and we probably don't have enough resources for optimal coordination of care. I believe it's a failure, not necessarily of an individual or a hospital, but it's a failure in our system right now. There's a new national effort called Zero Suicide. It's the National Alliance for Suicide Prevention, a public-private partnership, and their goal is no suicides among individuals seeking health care.
Why are we just now getting to this kind of a coalition when we've seen suicide rates among kids, teens, young 20s going up recently, and now even more recently going up in people in their mid-50s? I mean, suicide's been going up, and it's been going up a lot over the last two decades. Why are we just now getting to this point of taking it seriously?
Some of this has related to stigma of people not wanting to talk about and address suicide. We've had even many mental health professionals in training programs nationally with probably inadequate training related to recognizing and treating suicide risk. Then you get to emergency medicine and the training around mental health issues. We need to do more, and we should have been doing it sooner.
So if you had 5 minutes with the state's Community Mental Health Services office, the central office, which is under DHHS, what would you tell them you need to be looking at? What would you tell hospitals in the entire state? What do they need to be considering to help solve this problem?
It's such a multifaceted problem that we probably need a strong-arm approach with all providers and stakeholders. tackling it. I think we do need more resources to family for the mental health needs of their children. We probably do need to do more with training. The state of Michigan currently has been funded by SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, to do more to tackle youth suicide in Michigan, to build coalitions, to work with communities, and to begin to also do a bit more that's upstream. In other words, rather than waiting till someone is at such high risk that they're talking about killing themselves, let's have more resources to recognize and identify those at risk before it becomes so acute. And that's right here in Michigan, out of the state of Michigan offices.
That's Dr. Cheryl King. She's professor of the Departments of Psychiatry and Psychology at the University of Michigan. She's also the director of Youth Depression and Suicide Prevention Program. Thanks for coming in and helping us understand this.
Thank you.
That's today's Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Thanks for listening.